Here are today's top stories. The June gun violence numbers are out, and we're almost double last year's numbers. And June beat out New York and Los Angeles shootings combined. Hey, second city, no more. This, of course, is a chilling reminder that the 4th of July weekend is here. The last few years have been pretty brutal when it comes to shootings at this time. Superintendent Eddie Johnson said he is sick and tired of the violence, which I guess is good. It's better than violence is bad, but there's still room for it. It's thought to be the first ever bike-sharing death. A woman was killed today on the Northwest Side when she was using a Divvy bike. She was hit by a flatbed truck. It's a terrible story for sure, but surprising that this was the first Divvy death ever, like from around the entire country. That's pretty amazing. Sad, though. A new crime wave is hitting Michigan Avenue by Millennium Park. Car muggings. Guys come up to your car, say they're selling something, and then assault you and take your phone slash wallet. This has happened a few times now in broad daylight. When reached for comment, expressway ramp panhandlers were like, seriously? You know how hard it is to just get a quarter? I mean, they won't even roll down their window. Now forget it. That's it. I'm going home. President Obama advisor and former CTA board member Valerie Jarrett was interviewed today and, when pressed, wouldn't rule out a political career running for office. After she leaves the White House, of course. Wait, where have I heard this before? Someone who worked in the Obama White House and came back to Chicago. You know what? If she wants to get serious about running for higher office, she should just take like 2 to 3 years to be an investment banker. I mean, that just seems to be the prereq here in Illinois. A thick green guacamole-like substance is gucking up the shores of Florida this week. When asked for comment, Chipotle was like, hey, we're on it. We've rented a bunch of trucks and we're making more chips. But nobody really knows what it is. My guess, spoiled party foam from a rave in the Bahamas. Or the shrimp and the snails, they're on strike. I will not clean this ocean until I get to $15 an hour. I don't know if that was my snail or my shrimp. Use your imagination. In grosser news, closer to home, an E. coli breakout at a restaurant on 26th Street in Chicago has been reported. The restaurant voluntarily closed while dealing with the outbreak. That's sort of like the college basketball program punishing themselves before the NCAA can. No, you're still going to get punished. In the future, use clean towels. It's the 4th of July weekend, and that means big blockbusters will hit the movie theaters. You know, like Tarzan. Seriously? Independence Day 2 was last week, and DC Comics Suicide Squad's later this month. I always thought this was the weekend for big movies. And Tarzan, really, Tarzan, the movie that just keeps getting made. I mean, if you were going to make an argument for the lack of creativity in Hollywood, this would be the story. I guess we just love watching hot dudes grunt. Come on. In weather, nice weekend. Little cool, little cloudy. Might be good. Who knows? In sports, not a done deal yet, but Joakim Noah should be a Knickerbocker by the end of the weekend. But that's okay for Bulls fans. We're just going to move on and get Jeremy Lin or Evan Turner or Andre Drummond or Chandler Parsons. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. All signed today. I know, let's trade for O.J. Mayo. Everybody loves O.J. Mayo. Oh, he's suspended out of the league for 2 years because of a drug offense. But can he still practice? We'll take a practice guy. Good news for the Blackhawks. Defenseman Brian Campbell's back. He said earlier this week that he didn't care about money. He just wanted to come play in Chicago again. Campbell, of course, was part of the 2010 Stanley Cup winning Blackhawks. And the Hawks were like, cha-ching, sold, you're in. This is good news since the Hawks have been mostly about who's not coming back this offseason. Also, Campbell's nickname, Soup. And then you got Panarin, Bread, Soup and Bread. You know, they could get a deal with, like, Olive Garden, or maybe find another player who has the nickname Unlimited, or Bottomless. Although that'd be the worst hockey nickname of all time. The Cubs lost game one last night of the NLCS rematch with the New York Mets. But have no fear, they got three more games to go this weekend. Although they do face Jacob deGrom tonight. But that's okay, because we got Jason Hamill going. Let's tee it up. Tonight, the White Sox are in Houston. Can they keep the momentum going? Also, great tidbit here. Rookie shortstop Tim Anderson walked for the first time in his career yesterday. He was up 82 times. First walk. And he's fast, too. In WNBA news, Chicago Sky point guard Cappy Poindexter is the first player to have her own emoji. So go ahead and cross that off the old bucket list. I already have my own emoji. It's the yellow bald one with the really big eyes. You know that one that you use all the time? That's me. So you're really saying Justin Kaufman, Justin Kaufman, Justin Kaufman, Justin Kaufman, Justin Kaufman. And finally tonight, Soldier Field is buzzing because the rock band Guns N' Roses is going to hit the stage soon. This is the official reunion tour featuring the original members Slash, Duff, and the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Hey, he looks good in a bandana. I can't wait for the 35-minute rendition of Patience. Patience, yeah. Come on, everybody. And a little patience. Yeah. That's the carryout for July 1st, 2016. Hey, have a great 4th of July. Bob Pops for everyone.